BBC World Service. Now, BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Talk About English. I'm Callum Robertson. In today's programme, we're going to be looking at the topic of pronunciation. What makes good pronunciation? And what is it that native speakers do when they're talking that you can do to make your spoken English more fluent and natural? To discuss these topics, I've been joined today by teacher, teacher trainer and materials writer, Alan Stanton. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
When learning a language, there are many things to study and practice, such as vocabulary and grammar, skills like reading, writing and speaking. A key to good speaking is good pronunciation. Alan, first, how important do you think pronunciation is as a language skill, and what do we mean by good pronunciation?
Well, people want to be understood when they speak to others. They don't want their words to be mistaken for other words because they haven't pronounced them very well. I remember here a story, and this is an absolutely true story, about a lady who was visiting London, and she wanted to buy a train ticket to Istanbul in Turkey. So she went to Victoria Station to inquire about trains to Turkey, and unfortunately, she was sold a ticket to Torquay, which is a town in the southwest of England, in completely the opposite direction. Now, there is a difference between Turkey and Torquay.
So good pronunciation is important because you could easily be misunderstood.
Yes, I think good pronunciation has to be clear and comprehensible, not placing a strain on the listener and making your meaning absolutely clear so that you are not misunderstood. But of course, it doesn't have to be a perfect imitation of any particular native speaker accent.
Right, so where should learners start with pronunciation? Because something students often say is the spelling of English is very different from the pronunciation.
We have 26 letters in the alphabet that we use in English, but we have 44 sounds. So the spelling is not always a good guide to the pronunciation. But we can use phonemic symbols, and there are 44 phonemic symbols, one for each sound, and these symbols represent the sounds of words accurately. And it's possible to find out the correct pronunciation of a word by using a dictionary, because after the spelling of the word, the next thing is that word in phonemic symbols. And if you know these symbols, and they're not really difficult to learn, you can find out the pronunciation just by looking in the dictionary. You don't have to ask your teacher.
Now, you mentioned before that students don't need to have a native speaker accent. Is that right?
I think that's right. I mean, there are many, many acceptable native speaker accents. There's not simply one native speaker accent in English. And there's providing people's pronunciation is clear and comprehensible, it doesn't matter if they have an accent from their first language. I don't think that's a problem at all. However, I think it's important to understand native speakers whose speech inevitably will be fast and fluent. And this may cause difficulties for learners. And I think it's important to know what native speakers do when they speak, because it helps in comprehension. And it's useful for listening to the radio, for television, for films. Even if you don't actually meet many native speakers face to face, you may well be exposed to lots of native speaker English through electronic media.
So let's have a look now at some of these things that native speakers do when we're speaking. So what's the first one that comes to mind?
One important feature is the weak pronunciation of vowel sounds. For example, the word and is often pronounced un in phrases like fish and chips, and the preposition to is often pronounced as to. If you say let's go to Cambridge, for example, it just sounds like to.
You almost don't hear it at all. It's so short, and that's, I presume, why they call it weak.
Yes, in fact, there's a name for this weak form. It's called schwa, and the phonemic symbol looks like an upside down E, and it's very, very common.
So that's schwa, the weak form, and we'll be hearing some examples of that later on in the program. But there's another interesting thing about spelling and pronunciation, is that the number of letters in a word is not the same as the number of sounds in a word.
That's right. There are some words, like the word cat, C-A-T, where we can hear every sound that appears in the spelling, three letters and three sounds. But in contrast, if we take a word such as catch, there are five letters, C-A-T-C-H, but there are only three sounds, k, a, ch. So therefore, three phonemic symbols will appear in the dictionary. If we take the past tense of that word, caught, C-A-U-G-H-T, six letters, but only three sounds, k, or, t.
So it is important for students to not get too hung up on spelling and be aware that pronunciation and spelling have slightly different rules.
That's absolutely true.
You're listening to Talk About English from the BBC World Service.